Remember when taking a field trip meant riding a rickety old bus somewhere, toting along your sack lunch? That's a far cry from the journey 10-year-old John Hildreth is taking.
It was really cool how you get to sail around the Great Lakes in your little spaceship and get jet fuel and everything from these little questions they ask you.
John and his classmates never actually leave the school, but they're traveling all over the region with this interactive computer game. Earlier this morning, John was just an ordinary fourth grader, but once he turned on the computer, he became an eco-explorer, traveling around in his spaceship 100 years in the future, trying to figure out why the Great Lakes are in trouble. John thinks he's just playing a game. What he doesn't know is it's really an adult conspiracy.
We call it a game because that's what kids like to hear. When I'm talking to teachers and parent audiences, I call it an educational program that's disguised as a game.
That's Monica Rogers, Associate Director of the Center for Environmental Study at Grand Rapids Community College. The center developed the program to improve environmental education. Rogers says there was already a lot of educational material available, but it wasn't being used. So the center decided to make something kids would want to try, a cool computer game with futuristic sound, high-tech graphics, and animated characters. The project took 3 years to complete, and the center had to raise nearly $250,000 in grant money to pay for it. But they felt there was a very important reason for developing the Great Lakes program. Studies show many people who live in the region don't think of themselves as being connected to the Great Lakes.
I live in Marquette, Michigan. I live in Thunder Bay, Ontario. I live wherever. They never looked at the Great Lakes ecosystem as being this connected, really interwoven ecosystem that it is.
Rogers says part of the goal is to let kids know that what they do in their own town could affect the entire region. Still blissfully unaware of this bigger agenda, the kids play on, picking up bits of knowledge as they go.
What's the coolest thing you've learned?
Coolest thing I've learned, I'd say, about the fish, because I like to fish.
What'd you learn about fish?
I learned how they eat other fish in the food chains and stuff like that.
The developers of the Great Lakes game say they've been careful to avoid environmental advocacy. They maintain the information in the program is based on solid science. Environmental educators like Roseanne Fortner say the focus of the computer game is part of a welcome trend. Fortner is a professor of science education at Ohio State University.
The Great Lakes in particular are getting more and more attention as we find ways to make schools and teachers more aware of the things that have gone on in the past and the extreme value of teaching about the lakes as a microcosm of what's happening in all ecosystems of the world.
While she hasn't reviewed this particular piece of software, Fortner says any well-designed Great Lakes curriculum brings together many disciplines.
It's been very important to us as a way to integrate sciences, because in a study of a water resource such as this, all of the sciences come together.
Back at Belmont Elementary School, most of the students give the game a thumbs up and agree it's pretty cool. For her part, teacher Sharon Wells says she's been surprised at how the kids have taken to the game.
It's not your typical math CD or something that you're just going to run across in the store. It's different. It's about the Great Lakes. It's very area specific, which is nice for the kids. And in fourth grade, we study Michigan all year. And so this really ties in with our curriculum very, very well.
Wells says she's seen only one potential drawback. Some of the scientific vocabulary could be above the comprehension level of some fourth graders. The Great Lakes game came out early this year and is now in about 200 schools, mostly in Michigan, Ohio, and Illinois. But the Center for Environmental Study is planning a marketing push to reach every school district around the Great Lakes. The program is also available through some retail and bookstores. It sells for around $40. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Rockford, Michigan.